I'm psychologist Peggy Mitchell Norwood, and you are listening to Living Well with Dr. Peg, where all good psychology is God psychology. For the next 30 minutes, you'll learn practical and effective psychological strategies based on biblical principles to help you to live well.
Hello, listeners. Thank God it's Friday. I'm Dr. Peggy Mitchell Norwood, and welcome to today's episode of Living Well with Dr. Peg. We're coming to you live out of Denver, Colorado, and streaming live on the web around the world on www.1220kldc.com. Today, my guest is Nick Scott, a Renaissance woman of sorts, and we're discussing what it means to enter into your new season. Is God calling you into a new season, but you're scared to step forward? Do you have creative ideas, but you don't know how to walk them out? Well, stay tuned to hear Nick Scott's testimony. To join the conversation, ask a question, or give your testimony, give us a call at 303-433-8000. But first, I do want to thank my sponsors who are supporting this second season of Living Well with Dr. Peg. Charlotte's Cruises and Tours, Rhythms of Soul Cruise, November 2nd through the 10th, 2012. This Southern Caribbean cruise is presenting great gospel performances, jazz, drama, old school, comedy, and more. Rates start as low as $9.99 per person. For more details, call Charlotte at 303-343-0342. The Colorado Kings, exciting, professional, and affordable basketball. For tickets and schedule information, visit www.coloradokings.com. Milati Berhanamaskel, investment executive with PB Advisors, where common sense adds up. A Woman's Worth Ministries in Denver, Colorado, empowering women to be the best they can be. Global Change Network USA, an international alliance of ministers. Community College of Aurora Foundation, building financial and public support for the Community College of Aurora. Sons of Covenant Incorporated, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Jackie Beter, LLC and Ruttenberg Realty. Coney Management and Realty, property management and sales. 303-388-1208. Rexford Kennedy Architects and Associates. And last but not least, my mom, Ruth Mitchell, who is, believe it or not, live in the studio with me today, all the way from Maryland, with my sister Maureen as well. They're here for my twins' graduation festivities. My twins are graduating on Monday from high school, George Washington High School class of 2012. If you'd like to learn more about my sponsors or learn how to become a sponsor of this program, please visit my website at www.drpegonline.com. Quick announcement, the Sons of Covenant is having their rites of passage ceremony tonight, and they have four men who are becoming sons of God. And I just wanted to acknowledge their names on the air: Willie Douglas, Albert Holloway, Chad Weems, and Fred Altman. Congratulations to these men of God. Well, my guest today is Nick Scott, and she is an ambassador for Christ, a wife, and a mother. And Nick currently serves as the new head of the women's ministry at Colorado Christian Fellowship. She's also the woman behind LHDC TV, a life and style blog network for women. And she'll tell you more about what that's all about. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Thank you so much, Nick, for being here today, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Peg. I'm glad to be here.
Great, thank you. Well, listeners, if you want to ask Nick a question or make a comment today, give your own testimony, we're concluding my series on springing into your new season. So give us a call at 303-433-8000. Nick, we met just a couple months ago, actually, at my writing workshop, and I was so impressed with you, not just because of what you were writing about, but just really all of your professional activities, your ministry activities. And I may not look it, but I'm a bit older than you. And I was thinking, wow, I want to be like her when I grow up. I was just so impressed with you. And then I went to our relaunching of our women's ministry at CCF. And I was like, wow, this woman's awesome. I need to have her on my show. Because what you're walking out right now in your life, in your ministry, in your life, in your professional work, is really about new seasons and not being afraid to take those risks. So I'm so grateful to have you here. Tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and why you started LHDC TV Network and what new things God is showing you and doing with you in this season.
Well, I think you've hit the nail pretty good on the head in the intro. I am definitely, first and foremost, an ambassador for Christ. I can't do anything or just be anything without first acknowledging that and giving God all of the glory. So everything that you see in me, especially at this season in my life, I am taking into account what the Father is saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm really just trying to be strategic about it, just as he's strategic about the things that he does in my walk, in my professional walk, in my personal walk, and in my God walk. Mm-hmm. And that is where LHDC TV comes in. It's not a network for your listeners that are listening. It's not a television station. Well, yes, it is a television station. It's actually an online website. And I did a post about this not too long ago about what is television. Mm-hmm. And the old definition, the old working definition that you'll find in your dictionary, it actually says something about, you know, images and pictures that are being broadcast over or transmitted through radio signals through a picture tube. Mm. But that's the old school definition. Mm-hmm. We don't need a picture tube and we don't need radio transmitters in order to receive images and pictures anymore. So what I'm doing is actually a television network. And the LHDC actually means life happens, don't conform. And that comes straight out of Romans 12 and 2. Mm-hmm. And God is just so wonderful in the way that he works, where I was working in this for years before he even showed me what he wanted me to do with it. Mm. So, yeah, so that's where we are with that. I officially launched LHDC TV the beginning of this year. So this is all new. I think it's right on time to have me here because this is all new for me.
So you can relate to new seasons. God is doing some new things. And I actually had written down when I saw your slogan was life happens, don't conform. I wrote down Romans 12, 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And of course, as a psychologist, I love that scripture because it is about change and being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And I started out the series talking about being a new creation. If we're in Christ, we're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And so it really is walking that out. And I love what you're saying about being strategic. And so can you talk some more about that?
Well, just thinking about what direction I want to go in and how I'm going to get there. I'm a creative. Mm-hmm. And anybody who knows me personally knows that I'm pretty fly by the seat of my pants, very adaptable, very flexible. Mm-hmm. And as a creative, sometimes it's really hard to just hone in on those details. It's easy for me to see the big picture. Mm-hmm. But to hone in on those small details and those baby steps that it takes for me to get there, it gets frustrating for me and it gets very tiring for me. So when I say strategic, I mean that I am focusing on those details and I'm getting guidance and just opening up my heart so that I can hear what the Father is saying about what direction I need to go. So I don't get tired. So I don't get bogged down because I fully believe that this is something that God has for me in this season of my life. Mm-hmm. So I can't not be strategic in order to get to the places that he wants me to go.
So you, in addition to everything you're doing, you're also a wife and a mother. So just those two words right there, I think of being tired and bogged down if you're not careful. And God doesn't want us to live that way, but it's easy to slip into that rut. So not only just doing what you're doing for the kingdom, but also just your everyday life and your most important ministry at home. Being strategic.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. In that too, because mm-hmm. we definitely don't want to leave out the husband and the kids, because mm-hmm. after God, it's my husband and then my children. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I've been checking you out on YouTube recently and all that you're doing. And I imagine there's a strategy behind all of that. You're tweeting, because I still haven't figured out Twitter. I'm at Dr. Peg, but I really don't know what to do with it. I have followers and I've tweeted, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not strategic at all with it. But I see you're tweeting, you're putting pictures in your tweets and videos in your tweets. And then I click on that and I'm on YouTube and you've got a channel and you've got subscribers and people who love you. It's pretty amazing. And this is only recently that you've put all this together.
It is. It's all of this has really transpired within the last 2 years. And it is amazing. Nobody could have told me 2 years ago that I would have the amount of admiration all over the world that I have. It's very humbling and And it's inspiring to keep me moving and to keep me motivated in order just to keep this thing going, mm-hmm. because I have people depending on me, and I really don't know who's watching,
right.
and I don't know who these people know who's watching. So I really do try to be strategic in the information that I put out there. And I'm not trying to project an image. Mm-hmm. I'm just really trying to project Nick, mm-hmm. and who I am as a woman and all of the different facets that what it means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just a one dimensional kind of person. Mm-hmm. And I kind of did that when I started this entrepreneurial venture. I kind of tried to just be one sided, mm-hmm. and it just didn't. It doesn't work mm-hmm. that way.
Yeah.
I can't be who I'm not.
Mm-hmm. We talked a couple weeks ago during this series with Pastor Kay Michaelis, and we talked a bit about, and I'd love to have her back to explore this further, about knowing your true identity. And so when you talk about not conforming to the patterns of this world, you have to really know who you are, who God says you are. And even when that may be unpopular, even when you may be a little ahead of your time, as some people call it, you have to know who you really are so that you can project yourself accurately and honestly. As you said, you never know who's watching, and it's not that you're trying to impress anyone, but it's humbling and it keeps you accountable. Am I being true to myself? And my true identity, am I representing Christ well?
Absolutely. I think that's really important for me as a mother of two daughters. Mm-hmm. My girls watch every single thing mm-hmm. that I do. The good things that I do, the bad things that I do, they are watching. And because I'm not raising a child, I'm training a woman.
Mm.
I want to make sure that what I'm putting out there is something that they will ultimately be proud of.
Mm.
I'm not going to say something on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube that I would not want my own daughter to say on those platforms. Mm. I'm not going to do something that I wouldn't want them to do. So absolutely, it's very important for me just to stay true to myself,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I want for them. And that's what I want for women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want for women. I want us really just to just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier said than done, but with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we started out the series with one really important thing that I discovered is the point of a new season is to bear fruit. And so it seems like that's really what you're doing with an eye towards your daughters and what you're trying to deposit in them and cultivate out of them, that you're bearing fruit with what you're doing. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about CCF's women's ministry. We're both members of Colorado Christian Fellowship, and you made a wonderful presentation several weeks ago that was humorous and heartwarming and a call to action, and all kinds of emotions were just kind of flying, and not just with myself, just all the women that I spoke with. It really made an impact. Not only that you did a video presentation, you know, that's showing your creativity and nonconformity. We were expecting some, not dry, of course, I thought it would be great, but a PowerPoint, you know, lecture of here's an overview, 7 points of the new women's ministry. But you put together this awesome video that showcased your talents and your gifts and your heart, and you were transparent about your challenges and fears. Tell us a little bit more about the women's ministry, how you came to be asked or called to lead the women in this season.
That is the question of the hour. It is such an honor to be able to represent the women of CCF. And when I was initially asked and I started to talk about it with those closest to me, I would always say, well, my pastor came just randomly asked me. And I kept saying that, and you know, it was just random. And God said, no, I am not random.
Mm-hmm.
So you've mm-hmm. got to stop saying that it was a random mm-hmm. question that he asked you. It might have seemed out of the blue and unexpected, but it was mm-hmm. certainly not random.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give credit to Apostle Pastor Phil for being obedient and asking me. And because when he asked, I was confused as to why he was asking me. I was confused as to why would he ask me out of all of the women. We go to a pretty big church.
Mm-hmm.
There, we have probably about 2,000 members, maybe. Out of all the women, why would he ask me? Well, it's because God told him to ask mm-hmm. me. And once I was at peace with the fact that God this is a God thing. Mm-hmm. It was easy for me to walk. Well, let me take that back. It wasn't very easy. I'm still very nervous, and I'm still really focused on trying to hear what God is telling me to do with this thing. Because although he sent Pastor Phil to me, I don't consult with Pastor Phil on every decision that I make. I really just try to hear the Father and make sure that it's truly what he wants to do, because this is his body. It's not my body. It's his will. It's not my will. So that's where I'm with the women's ministry. And I'm just really excited. I'm humbled. I'm nervous. And God has some really big things planned for the women at Colorado Christian Fellowship. And I think that it's remarkable and it's admirable that he's trusting me with his women.
Well, thank you for sharing that it's not easy. It's not been easy, but you're willing. And that's really what God is looking for. Are you willing to say yes, even when you're uncomfortable, even when you're not sure how or why? I just want you to say yes, because he does see something in you. Obviously, same things, you know, I see in you and so many others, that you are quite remarkable. And so to just trust that, okay, God knows what he's doing. So if you're out there listening right now and you can relate to what my guest Nick Scott is saying about being called to do something that seemed random and out of the blue, but you're still willing, or maybe you're not, maybe you are scared and you're saying no and you need some encouragement, give us a call. 303-433-8000. So God can call and use someone to do something for the kingdom that they've never really even thought about. It wasn't anything you were putting on your list of, one day I'd like to be the head of the women's ministry at Colorado Christian Fellowship.
No, never. Absolutely not. I'm not quite sure how candid your other guests are.
They tell all.
However, I don't know any other way to be. I'm a wretch. You know that song Amazing Grace? That's me. And to ever see myself in a position like this, and this is my first ministry position underneath the covering that I'm in, underneath the church and pastoral covering that I'm in. And to know where God has brought me from, and to know that he wants to use me. I don't understand how I could have said no. It's like, oh my gosh, the King of Kings wants to use me to do this job for this season in my life. That's such an honor. So who am I to say no? Who would have I been to say no? You know, all of those insecurities that I have, I have to push those aside in order to be about the Father's business. It's not easy. You know, the road is not huge and full of people. Many are called and the chosen are few. So it's not easy.
Well, you know, that's one way to look at it, because there are so many of us who would say no, and we're not adequately humble to say, wow, God, you chose me. You could not be wrong. You must see something in me, because you know all and see all. We don't give God credit for who he really is when he asks us to do something that's not comfortable for us. So you really are not commonplace, I think, in this.
No, I don't think I am. And the whole notion of comfort, it's easy to get complacent and be comfortable. We all want to be comfortable and we want to do things that make us feel good. And especially as adults, you know, we only do what we want to do when we want to do it. But the whole God walk is not comfortable. Jesus's walk was not comfortable. So what makes us think that our walk here, as we're trying to build the kingdom, is going to be comfortable? Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I would have loved to sit that Friday night at home like I do every Friday night and not be there, you know, but that's not what God said. I would have loved just to throw together a PowerPoint presentation and get up there and give you a lecture. I would have loved to do that, but that's not what God said to do. Mm-hmm. That's not the way that God wants us to be prepared. And this is a period of preparation for the women at Colorado Christian Fellowship. This is not a period of just fellowship. It's just not business as usual. And I think I might have even mentioned it at our reopening that God said, behold, I am doing a new thing, like he said so many thousands of years ago, and he's still doing that new thing.
Well, and that was the scripture we started this series with.
Oh, amen.
Behold, I'm doing a brand new thing. Don't you perceive it? And so it is important for us to see he's always doing a brand new thing, and yet he never changes. He's always the same, and yet he's always doing something brand new. And that's the paradox, you know, the wonderful mystery of God. And I love to say he remains the same, so we won't. He never changes,
Amen.
So we will. And yet he's always doing a brand new thing. But we have to tune our ears to hear it. And so you did hear it. So just the role of faith and obedience, having the faith to say, okay, Lord, I trust you, and I will do as you're asking me to do.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. God, coming into this year, everybody gets their words from God. Or if you're listening,
yes,
you will get a word from God coming into a new year, a new season. And coming into 2012, God gave me the word of faith, not fear. And along with that word, he gave me a vision, an illustration of an elevator. And essentially what God was telling me is, when we get on an elevator, we got on this elevator, we're at the top of the building. We got on this elevator in complete and total faith. We were not afraid that that elevator was going to fall out the bottom. We're at the top of the building. And the doors might have opened on the third floor, but we didn't get off because our destination was the 12th floor. And we knew that. So every door, first of all, every door that opens is not God's door.
That's right.
You can see the door and it'll open right in front of you, but it's not God's door. And secondly, have the faith, just like you have the faith on that elevator to take you where you need to go, have the faith in God and not be afraid that he's going to take you where you need to go. And those were the words. And it's still, it's so powerful to me, because even though I still get nervous, and I try not to say scared, but the truth of the matter is sometimes I am scared. I have to remember to walk. This is a season and a year of faith and not fear, of faith and not fear. And I'm seeing it not only in my own life, but I'm seeing it in my husband's life. I'm seeing it in other people of God. I'm seeing it in their life. God is doing a real good shifting and sifting right now.
I can definitely attest to that. So there's some preparation, it sounded like, that God was working with you, maybe even before he called you to step into this new role of looking at issues around fear and faith. He said, starting out in the new year, obedience and unbelief. That's something he's been looking at, showing me, having me look at, is, yes, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. And so that preparation is really necessary. We talked about that in this series as well, is if you're listening and you know God is bringing you into a new season, you need to get ready, you need to get prepared. And it could be logistical things. It's very often heart work, flesh, you know, things that he's trying to refine you and conform you into the image of Christ.
Absolutely. Preparation is definitely important. And we're always being prepared. Even when we're not aware of what God is, where God is taking us, we're always being prepared.
Well, I don't want us to run out of time for you to be able to share with listeners how they can get in touch with you. So I want you to give your contact information now, so we're not rushed at the end. So people can get out their pencils or their pens right now. She's about to give her contact information, so you can subscribe to Nick Scott's YouTube channel, her Twitter feeds. If you can figure out what to do with Twitter and how to subscribe, and you're doing better than me. But Nick, how can people get in touch with you?
The main website where you can find all of my contact information is iNickScott.com. And that is Nick, NikScott.com. And I'm all over the web. I'm on Twitter at, again, iNickScott. I am on Facebook at LHDC TV, and I am on YouTube, and my YouTube is actually a little different. It is Long Hair Don't Care LLC. But if you just go to iNickScott.com, you can get connected to all of those different
and
pages.
And that's iNick, like iPad, iPod, iPhone.
That's right.
Okay. And Nick is a natural hair specialist, and if you saw her tweet today, she washed and wore. Well, I was going to say washed and weared. She washed and went all natural today to come to the radio. So check her out on Twitter for that photo of how lovely she looks in her natural hair. And that's her specialty, is teaching people how to take care of their hair naturally. Amen. Well, we have about 2 or 3 minutes. And so what are some of the highlights of what women can expect from the women's ministry at CCF, and that it's not just for members of CCF? You definitely, God has spoken to you about that.
Absolutely. God's work is not specific to a edifice, a house, a brick and mortar building. So I would love for other women in the community and other women of other churches mm-hmm. to come and fellowship with us, to come and minister with us. Other events that we have planned in July, we actually have two. We will have a hike. The new name for the women's ministry is LOVE, and that stands for Ladies of Victory and Encouragement. And again, that was something that God told us we needed to do so that we can feel unified and not divided. Because a lot of times as women, we can feel that, but we're just one unified body in Christ. So the LOVE hike will be in July, and then we will have a intercessory and prayer brunch at the end of July, and that will lead right into our healing and deliverance trainings, workshop, conferences for the entire month of August. Mm-hmm. And then we'll end the year with the LOVE recipes made with LOVE recipe swap and game night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm smiling and looking at my mom because that's her favorite phrase. My mom is quite the culinary expert.
Amen.
And she always says made with love. That's her little tagline.
I love it.
So the first things that are coming up are July. So yes. There's a season of preparation for us to even get ready to, God is preparing a table before us, and we have to get ready to come ready to be filled.
Amen. Amen.
Great. Well, again, remember the point of our new season is to bear fruit for the kingdom. And God is so gracious that as we're willing to say yes and walk in faith and obedience, he fills us up in order for that overflow to benefit others. And so I hope that you all have enjoyed this series. I've enjoyed bringing it, and God has shown me a lot for myself as we've been talking about springing into your new season. You can listen to all of the archives of the series on my website. It's not iPeg. Maybe that has a nice ring to it, iPeg.com.
It does.
But my website is drpegonline.com, and it's drpegonline.com. So my guest today has been the anointed Nick Scott, and I'm Dr. Peggy Mitchell Norwood, reminding you to live well.
You've been listening to Living Well with Dr. Peg. For more information or to contact me, go to www.drpegonline.com or email me at drpeg@hotmail.com.